again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 28th, 2014. Now let us continue with the teachings for the month of December. This is the month of Christmas, and we want to try our best to say some things about Christmas, Christmas, that needs to be said. As we get back to the teachings of Jesus in chapter 3 of St. John, we must be born again. Dealing with that subject matter of the science, the African science of born again, virgin birth, immaculate conception, that we may understand these words and phrases are descriptive of every human being that has ever lived, lives now, and ever will live. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You see, sisters and brothers, our problem is that we teach scripture according to the flesh. There is an allegorical, symbolical, metaphorical, metaphysical understanding of scripture that is the original understanding of scripture long before the coming of any flesh in this form. 2 Corinthians, Paul says that we used to know man after the flesh, meaning mankind, human beings. But now, no longer do we know man after the flesh, neither do we know Christ. Now, the scholars do not deal with that scripture because they are afraid that that particular scripture coming from Paul, whom they say, the scholars, they say Paul is the greatest teacher of Christ, Jesus, Yahushua, Messiah, that has ever lived and has caused the greatest, you might say, following of Jesus is Paul. But yet that particular scripture from Paul, the scholars refuse to teach that scripture. The preachers refuse to preach that scripture because the scholars say they are afraid that people, human beings, will cease belief in Christ if that particular scripture is preached. But that's the mistake that is made. A mistake made on our part, but purposeful error on the part of those who are the ruling elite class of religion. The word flesh in that scripture has to do with flesh in its fallen state, and is even that word flesh in the European Greek in 2 Corinthians also ties us into understanding the fallen state of this system, a rotten system, the judicial system rotten, the electoral system rotten. So these that hold key positions in this terrible, no good, rotten system teach us how to think of each other with biases, prejudices, and hatreds, And these wicked folk who are in key positions in this terrible, no good, rotten system also teach us how to think of Christ. And the teaching that we get of Scripture is really based on a fleshly representation superseding the original teaching and understanding in the allegorical, symbolical, metaphorical, metaphysical reality which precedes all flesh. So we want to keep on the path of the original teaching and understanding metaphorically, allegorically, symbolically, and metaphysically, that so that we may understand our place in Scripture metaphysically, so that we may get the best that we can get out of the teaching. Now, Merry Christ Mass. Going on memory, the word Mary in the African Hebrew language, Miriam, Miriam, has to do with rebellion. We are here to rebel against a terrible, no good, rotten system that is destructive to the human family. We must rebel. We must be a part of the rebellion against the wicked rule of the wicked ruling class and the ruling families. Christ Mass. Now, in the Catholic tradition, which is taken from Africa, you have the wafer in the Eucharist that is called the monstrance, a wafer surrounded by a ring of fire. The wafer represents the body of Christ, you and I, the human being, the universe. We are the body of Christ. The ring of fire is to tie us into Christ as the fire, the field of light, light as the firstborn of creation. That light, which is the firstborn of creation, fire is light, light is fire, hydrogen, sun, solar, fire, the atom, hydrogen, atom, all of these words having to do with that field of light, the sun, hydrogen, solar energy, as the firstborn of creation, having the power to transform the waters from whence we all come into the mass matter material universe that we have today. And that fire light power is within us. We are made of fire, therefore we burn fat. We heat up. We have temperature. We burn food. We burn calories. All of those words describe how our physical structure is made from earth, air, fire, 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 and water. Earth, air, fire, fire, and water. The fire within our structure burns fat, burns calories, keeps up a temperature. So we have heat. We have fire within our construct. So when we talk of Christ, we're talking of light, fire, fire, light, that is within the universe and within us, and is here to empower us to transform ourselves and transform society and civilization and the corporations and the organizations and the judicial system, transform the earth into the new Jerusalem, which is peace and love and truth and justice and righteousness, first within ourselves and then all over the earth. Now, December 21st, we had a lesson from Luke chapter 2, Glory to God in the Highest, coming up on that Christmas, as we say, season. While I have it on my mind, all of this is cosmological science that our African ancestors taught the human family, that we may understand this power within ourselves. When we come to the December season, you have three stars in Orion's belt. In Amos, I forget what chapter, it tells us to seek after Orion. Orion is the Hebrew word for Asar, Asaru, that is called Osiris in the Greek, that the ancient Africans referred to this original black man, representation of the Almighty in human flesh, teaching of metaphysics before flesh, but teaching those metaphysical realities in flesh, but yet these metaphysical realities precede any flesh. So there are seven stars that make up Orion or Asaru or Asar, our ancients referred to. The three stars in the waistband or Orion's belt or Asar's belt are called the three kings. Three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar, etc. You're familiar with that song. The three kings are the three stars in Orion's belt. They follow a star in the east that leads them to the west. That eastern star, you get that eastern star in the women's portion of the Masonic order called the Eastern Star, but the wicked turn the star upside down, and the star upside down teaches us of our wicked behavior, but the ancient Africans had the five-pointed star right side up to teach us of our upright behavior. So that eastern star is the Sirius star system. The Sirius star warns of floods, warns of various seasons. So this Sirius star was called Aset by the ancient African Kemites in Egypt, that was called Kemet or Kemet. That word Kemet, you take it and you get Kam, or you get Kim, which is the prefix of chemistry. Chemistry. Kim is black, having to do with black people, having to do with the black reality that we all come from, the black waters of noon, the black womb. Black is not evil. Black is the birth process. Kim is black chemistry. This science coming from black people. Kemet Nu, black people. Kemet Ta, the black land. And you get Kam, K-H-A-M. And then you get Ham, which is hot, because this black reality are the black waters, black fiery, dark fiery waters, melanin of noon. So this Sirius star, Aset, warns of the flooding season. And the three stars in Orion's belt that are called the three kings point towards the eastern star. And so you have the Messiah born under the resting place of the eastern star, which has now moved towards the east, excuse me, from the east towards the west to show where the Messiah is to be born. All of this metaphysical, scientific, metaphorical, symbolical, allegorical teaching of the universe and how the universe operates and that power in the universe within ourselves. So, the three stars in Orion's belt, following the eastern star, that's your whole Christmas story. Now watch this now. December 21st, we have the beginning of the winter solstice. Jesus, Yahushua Mashiach, symbolizes the sun, S-U-N, the S-U-N of the Almighty. You would say Son of God. The S-U-N of Yahovah. And represents all of the works and traveling of Yahushua on this earth, as we would say, is a metaphorical, metaphysical representation of the movement of the sun. And the 12 disciples represent the 12 signs of the zodiac. Google these things on the internet. Google the disciples and the 12 signs of the zodiac. All of this is African cosmogony, cosmological scientific teaching of not just some man and woman, men and women 2,000 years ago, but every human being. This is teaching us of our characteristics, attributes, and talents, and the power that is within each and every one of us. See, we all come from that field of light. We all come from those original waters. We all come from that original representation of earth that is under the name Ptah, that represents the mind of the Almighty. Earth, air, fire, and water. These elements of the universe coming from the Almighty, teaching us of various characteristics and attributes of the Almighty in the universe and within ourselves. Now, December 21st, from fall to winter, the sun, it appears from how the earth moves around the sun, rotating, that the sun is moving south, 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 away, away, away from the earth. It's based on how the earth moves juxtaposed to the sun, in juxtaposition to the sun. I hope I'm saying that word correctly. So now it gets colder and colder and colder, and we're moving towards the winter season. December 21st, the sun ceases moving to the south. And from midnight December 21st to midnight December 22nd, and midnight December 23rd, and midnight December 24th, the sun ceases to move for 3 days and three nights. And then on December the 25th, the sun begins to move towards the north again, coming back to the earth, warming the earth as we move towards the spring. Those 3 days and three nights, the sun unmoving, hanging on its celestial cross, that sun moving on December 25th gives us the understanding cosmologically of the birth, rebirth, and resurrection of the Messiah as the Christ. But that Christ Son, which precedes all flesh, represents all of us in the flesh, as all of us come from that field of light and have that power within us. And so when you check the sign that covers this period of time is the sign of Capricorn, covering the time period of December 22nd to January 20th, which covers that 3 days and three nights of the S-U-N solar hydrogen sun on its celestial cross. Capricorn is the goat. And when you check the goat, which represents sin in Scripture, and when you check the planetary ruler, which is Saturn, these are teaching us, all right now, the sun has moved below the equator, representing that below the waistline, below the equator on the earth represents below our waistline. Below our waistline symbolizes hungers, desires, and appetites. And if we don't get our hunger for fame, fortune, money, friendship, whatever, desires, appetites, if we don't get those under control, see, Saturn, research these words, represent the low appetites of the human being that we must sacrifice. We must die to ourselves. Our manufactured self must die and be sacrificed. Job chapter 1 verse 21 teaches us that we must return to the womb of our mother naked. That womb is the womb of Nonet, that universal house for the waters of noon. And this science goes through all religion, all scientific, philosophical thought. So I'm saying waters of noon, I'm saying womb of Nonet, but don't get hung up on noon and Nonet, but take water and follow the science of water through Islam, through Hindu, Buddhist, through Zoroaster, through the indigenous peoples of the Americas, and the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere. Follow the science of light through Islam, through Christianity, through Hebrew, through Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster. Follow that science through all the religions of the earth and through the scientific philosophies of the earth. So now we are sacrificing our manufactured self by returning to the waters, returning to that reality from whence we all come. Those waters of noon, waters melanin of noon in the womb of our original mother Nonet, all of these words and phrases representing attributes and aspects of the Almighty. Yahuwah is father and mother. Now those waters represent peace, tranquility, order, oneness, no barrier, no boundary, all of us one universe, loving each other, standing up for each other, upholding each other, sustaining one another. So we must be born again. We must sacrifice our manufactured ego and return to the original self, return to our original birth, return to our original reality. So we take our lower appetites, passions, and desires, and we look ourselves in the mirror, in the face, and we see that the goat is not evil, but is teaching us of something. The good aspect of the goat is the strength. Abel, the strength of the goat. The goat climbing the mountain, the goat strong, the goat stubborn, in a good way, stubborn in what the goat wants to do. On the other side, the bad side, the goat represents sin, coming to us in the Baphomet or Baphomet, the five-pointed star upside down, which is not evil in and of itself, but is teaching us of our manufactured fallen state and the manufactured fallen state of the no good rotten system that we must sacrifice. The leaders in this system would love for us to kill and destroy one another because we want to be famous, or we want to have money, or we want friendship so bad with rulers and leaders that we kill and destroy a man and a woman that is our sister and brother in the struggle. I hear from Webster Tarpley that many of those who had joined Al-Qaeda, which is another way of saying joining the CIA. The CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. What are some of the other names? Islamic State of Syria and the Levant, ISIS. Those acronyms, those are all Al-Qaeda. And those are all CIA creations. So, those mercenary type thinking individuals who are poor working class, they joined this CIA created group and have gotten the truth that is nothing happening here, nothing but destruction, nothing but lies. From the CIA, whether they know it's the CIA or not, they have come to understand, many of them, that lies have been given to them. And what is done to many of those that know it's fictitious narrative and want to leave CIA, Al-Qaeda? Many of them are being killed. They bought into a fictitious narrative, a lie that they must overthrow governments like Syria and Libya, etc., and kill and destroy human beings. And then when they find out the truth and want to lead that organization, which is CIA run, then these that want to leave are killed themselves. See, to buy into a philosophy and the thinking that destroys each other, that is the GOAT, the Baphomet, the five-pointed star upside down, the GOAT. In the atonement, once a year, the African Hebrew Israelite nation made atonement. And the Capricorn sign is the sign of the priest, the ambassador, or the scientist. And so dealing with that priest portion, the priest would put the hand on the goat to represent the sins of the Israelite nation, that the Israelite nation, the ancient African Israelite nation, had chosen to participate in the destruction of poor working class people rather than stand up and defend and free and deliver the oppressed working class peoples. And so to repent of that, the goat symbolized those sins of the nation. And that goat would run into the wilderness representing get the sins away from us. And so we say that's what this whole thing is about. Go up on the cross spiritually, metaphorically, metaphysically, in the sign of Capricorn, in the symbol of the goat, in the planetary ruler of Saturn, and sacrifice that manufacture. Ego and reality, and let us come back to the waters of Nun and the womb of Nanet naked and stripped of all of this falsehood, false pretense, all of this wicked mentality given to us by the wicked ruling class that is not our original consciousness and mentality. And then we can be born again, resurrected, Immaculate Conception, Virgin Birth. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.